You are Locked On Big Ten, your daily podcast on the Big Ten Conference. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
The day has arrived. For the first time in 710 days since the last time we had the April 8th, 2019 National Championship game, we have action in the Big Dance. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Locked On Big Ten podcast, a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Ben Stevens. It is 2 for Thursday, March 18th, and we have made it. The NCAA tournament begins today with the first four play-in games, and one of those Big Ten teams in the first four play-in games, the Michigan State Spartans. And as you see there, Matt Sheehan of Locked On Spartans joins me. But before we get to Matt, we have to tell you that today's episode is brought to you by the good folks at rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. I was so enthused for the NCAA tournament, Matt Sheehan, I did not do the jingle. Let me go back. All the parts your car will ever need. Rock Auto. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On Podcast Network sent you. On the opening day of the Big Dance, the jingle hits differently. I say it's been 710 days since the NCAA Tournament Championship game, April 8th, 2019, Virginia beat Texas Tech, but now we are back. Nearly 2 years later, the NCAA Tournament begins today with the first four play-in games, including a team from the Big Ten Conference, the Michigan State Spartans, playing UCLA in the 11-11 game in the East Region inside a Big Ten arena, Mackey Arena. Matt Sheehan of Locked On Spartans, are you excited?
Until you said the Mackey Arena part, yeah, I've been thrilled, man. I mean, I know it's the first four. I know this is kind of uncharted waters for Michigan State being a double-digit seed for just the third time in Tom Izzo's tenure, and also the first time visiting the first four. But you know what? Damn it. In is in, baby. In the tournament is in the tournament. I know we're not one of the final 64 teams until we win tonight, if we win tonight. But hey, in the tournament is in the tournament. They're in the bubble. The streak goes on. And I would, Ben, I've talked about this with you before. I would have done the most heinous acts to continue this tournament streak if you asked me 3 weeks ago what I would do for the Michigan State Spartans to roll on here. And they've done it.
In my mind, this counts. They are a part of the NCAA tournament field. The tournament streak rises up to another year. 23 straight seasons, the Michigan State Spartans have been a part of the Big Dance. And Matt Sheehan, I remember back in the middle of February when you and I spoke on the State of the Program episode, and it was, why are things so bad for Michigan State? Here we are. About a month later, maybe a month and a couple of days, give or take, and the Michigan State Spartans are in the NCAA tournament. Did you ever think this was even in the realm of possibility, maybe February 10th?
No, absolutely positively not. Listen, like February 10th rolls around. You know, we'll even jump ahead to February 17th. They just took back-to-back losses to Iowa and Purdue. They weren't in, you know, Joe Lunardi's next four, the first four. They weren't even in, like, the next four out. They weren't even in the conversation of eight teams that were outside of the bubble looking in. And listen, the rest of your schedule, I'm just going to read it off. Okay, at Indiana, nope. Versus Illinois, nope. Versus Ohio State, nope. At Maryland, maybe. Indiana again, nope. Michigan, nope. Like, where were the wins there? It ended up three of them were against top five teams. Like, I have no idea how this happened, because when MSU lost this season, and they did this too in the Big Ten tournament, when they lose this season, they get pounded. Like, they take it on the chin. There aren't any close losses on Michigan State's schedule. Yeah, okay, great opportunities ahead of you to close out the season. Will it happen? You guys are getting tuned up by mediocre teams at best. No, there's no way they could happen. But Ben, I'm an idiot. Like, I'm a Michigan State fan, diehard, lifelong, and I doubted Tom Izzo at the end of the season. Like, who am I? I'm a fraud. I'm a clown. Whatever. When will I learn? When will I learn?
Mr. March himself. There is a saying in East Lansing that has been publicized many a times that goes January, February, Izzo, and then April. But there is credence to it on dates or games that come dated February 20th and after. On that date this year in 2021, February 20th and after, Michigan State went 5-2 with three wins over teams ranked in the top five, three wins over teams that are on the top two seed lines in the NCAA tournament. Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio State. But we have breaking news on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. I'm not even sure Matt Sheehan can see this right now. I said it was a 2 for Thursday, and that is because the man known as Will Hunter, the other co-host of Locked On Spartans, has joined us here now on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. We hoped we would get him. He is taking care of his son right now in preparation for the NCAA tournament. And there is Will Hunter. There is Baby Hunter, the best hot take artist, I stand by this to this day, that has ever come on the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Will Hunter, a pleasure to have you here, a part of 2 for Thursday on the opening night of the NCAA tournament.
Thanks, Ben. It's great to be here. Just thrilled.
Selling.
Are
it.
You?
Yes, I'm
your sorry. Username. Your username right now is scared of Mick Cronin. Why are you scared of Mick Cronin?
Have you seen him? Just like coach.
He him seems as like a person. He, yeah.
Yeah. He just. I don't think he's particularly a big guy, but he just seems like someone you don't want to be on the wrong side of. If that makes sense. Right. He's just like he'll kneecap you to win a basketball game. He'll get a crowbar and hit your kneecap.
Oh, he will do. What's the head coach of the Lions name?
Dan Campbell.
He'll bite a kneecap. He'll bite a kneecap right off. But that being said, let's discuss this first four matchup against UCLA. Before we get to that, as we have had brief discussions, do either of you think Michigan State should even be playing in this first four game? Because personally, and I'm alum of Syracuse, I do not believe the Spartans should be in this first four game based on the quality of their resume. We begin with Matt Sheehan. What do you think? Should Michigan State even be in this spot?
Yeah, so this is something that I echoed earlier in the week, and I don't mean to offend you, Ben, but this is just patently true. Like, there's three things you can count on Selection Sunday. It's drama, it's Michigan State falling down the seed lines that all the bracketologists have them at, and it's also Syracuse getting the complete benefit of the doubt. Now, what makes it even sicker is that when Syracuse does get the benefit of the doubt, they always take advantage of it. Like, they're always in the Sweet 16 or just a random Final Four run, but I digress. Anyway, the Selection Sunday show, what I didn't want was for this to drag on without hearing Michigan State's name. It dragged out without hearing Michigan State's name to the point where it was the fourth region they were called in. And the commercial break before then, I came to terms that I was ready for jail, I think. I was ready to go to prison.
You had to set your son down.
I sat the little tyke down on the ground after the second region was announced. I was like, I don't really want to do this. I can't do this, really. I'm not emotionally stable enough to go through Michigan State not making the tournament. So should they be in the first four game? Probably not. But I sent a lot of prayers to the big man upstairs saying that I'll do anything to see them in this first four play-in game. So that's a long way of saying I don't care that they're in the first four. They're in. So, yeah.
It's a real monkey's paw situation we got here.
Isn't it? Yeah. Isn't life, though?
What is – I've never heard the expression monkey paws. Can you further explain that and how it relates to Michigan State in the NCAA tournament?
What do they even teach you at Syracuse? Anything?
How to be a good podcaster.
How to be a good looking podcaster. Wasn't worth it,
but here we go.
It's how to be a podcaster with a face for television, Ben. That's what they teach you there. Yeah, that's right.
Most people don't say that, man. That means the world to me. Thank you very much.
It's an old short story. It's basically – be careful what you wish for. And a guy gets a monkey's paw, and anytime you use it to get your three wishes, something bad comes with it. Like in the story, his son gets killed in a factory accident, and he wishes his son back, and his son comes back alive, mangled like he was in the factory accident.
Oh, that's a tough break. Yeah, I didn't really know the origin of it either, Ben. I don't want Will to know this, but I didn't know the origin of it either.
You were just there nodding along. Matt Sheehan was pulling the classic, hey, like, I know, but I don't think Ben knows. So if you
tell everyone else what it means, right, exactly. Yeah, for everyone uneducated.
So you wish, man, I would do anything for Michigan State to make the tournament this year, the monkey's paw curls, and you're in the first four.
What?
Less extreme.
But still in. And I've made the argument multiple times this week that Michigan State has five quad one wins. Utah State and Syracuse, who rank higher in the net, who are part of the last four buys into the NCAA tournament. Utah State, 2-5 versus quad one. Syracuse, only 1-7. Both Syracuse and Utah State have a quad three loss. Michigan State does not. So it does not sit right by me, even though I am very proud of my alma mater, the Syracuse Orange, who get San Diego State on Friday night. I was so excited at the start of this 2 for Thursday that soon becomes a 4 for Thursday episode, I forgot to sing the rockauto.com jingle initially. I will not forget here because Rock Auto has me pumped up for the start of the NCAA tournament because I know that while I'm sitting on my couch, if I need to make any repairs to my car, my truck, whatever, and I need the best parts available out there, I can trust the convenient self-service at rockauto.com and I can do it all from the comfort of my couch while I have the big dance on my multiple screens monitoring everything in the NCAA tournament. They have everything. I mean everything at rockauto.com. From engine control modules to brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. On your phone, on your computer, whatever. You can find what you need for the best price out there and have it delivered directly to you. You don't need to leave your house. You don't need to go into a traditional chain storefront. You don't need to talk to an auto repairman that's going to charge you an extra buck. No, you can do whatever you need from the comfort of your house at the convenient self-service of rockauto.com. And best of of all, like I mentioned, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And when you're there, write Locked On, that's L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N, L-O-C-K-E-D space O-N, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you here from the Locked On Podcast Network. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. I will not forget the jingle twice, and it's going to hit the opening rounds of the NCAA tournament. Here we go. All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto. Ooh, the high note was hitting, everything was hitting, the pitch, the tone, everything was great. Just as is at rockauto.com. Everything is great for all the prices that are the best for you. rockauto.com. Action inside the NCAA tournament gets started tonight. Four games on these first four for Thursday. There is so much four going on in the air that it is going to be incredible television to watch tonight. You're probably going to want to lay down some money. You're probably going to want to win some bets. And betting on the NCAA tournament doesn't have to be a guessing game if you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get your podcast. We get some picks and predictions for tonight's Michigan State game against UCLA in this 4 for Thursday episode with Matt Sheehan, Will Hunter, and Baby Hunter. We're talking about the first four matchup, Michigan State, UCLA. I want to dive into the matchup and break down the Bruins a little bit for people that might not have paid any attention to UCLA this year. But first I have to ask you about the universe and everything at play heading into the game, all the bad voodoo that could be leading into it, and the fact that Michigan State, 0-5 in their last five trips to Mackey Arena, a place they are familiar with playing in the Big Ten, and there's a guy who coached UCLA to many, many a championship, John Wooden, who has his statue outside Mackey Arena because he got his start running a successful Purdue basketball program. Is there any credence in the voodoo not being in the favor of the Spartans tonight?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. Yeah, listen, Will is the X's and O's rational guy of the Locked On Spartans podcast. I take everything that's outside of that. I take the rational stuff, and I've seen Michigan State play at Mackey enough to know that they ain't getting a win there. Like UCLA, they have one big man. They're going to come to the game somehow with three guys over 7 feet tall just because that's how they operate whenever MSU visits West Lafayette. So do I think there's voodoo magic going on at Mackey? Ben, 100%. Yeah, definitely. I'm not feeling too hot about this game.
That voodoo magic is honestly like seems like the only thing really that should scare Michigan State fans is something we've kind of been talking about. Like Matt mentioned, they have a big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Their other big guy, Mac Etienne, was in high school, is supposed to be in high school, but graduated early due to COVID. And then joined the team early, supposed to be a class of 2021, but now he's on the team and he's played 10 career games. Like that's their front court. That's it. Two key players in the front court, injury, one leaves the team. I just was looking at a thing that had like coaches' performance relative to expectations in the NCAA tournament. Out of the, I think it's 51 or 52 coaches right now that are making not their first trip in the NCAA tournament. And out of all those coaches, Tom Izzo ranks second in wins above expectation, like outperforming expectations. And Mick Cronin ranks second from the bottom. Like, there's just so many things. And I don't know if Matt mentioned this. UCLA is big that they do play. Is like he's fouled out three times in the last 11 games. He's gotten four fouls in, like, seven games. Like, it's just – there's so many things that seem to – point to the direction of Michigan State having an advantage in this. And then you're like, oh yeah, it's at Mackey, John Wooden statue for UCLA. I'm sure there's like a 7'7" person that is supposed to be on Purdue, but just couldn't make it and is going to somehow be on UCLA for this game. And it's going to go for 12 and 14 and six blocks. And yeah, he's just not a, even though there's a million things that feel like it should be in favor of Michigan State. Here you go, child. there's just something weird about it. It just feels weird.
You mentioned that UCLA only has one real big man. It's because two of their top three best players are no longer a part of the team or they are injured right now. And the main guy being Chris Smith, who is their second leading scorer still. And he only played eight games this year. Jalen Hill, also a talented front court guy, not there as well. Their leading scorer, Johnny Juzang, averaging 14 points a game, 4 rebounds. You look at the stats, UCLA lost 3 straight to end out the regular season. They got bumped in the opening game for them in the Pac-12 tournament by the eventual Pac-12 tournament champions in Oregon State. But at that time, nobody really thought the Beavers could do much of anything. Have you guys watched UCLA at all this season?
No, I'll just shoot you straight. No.
A little bit.
I mean, it's fair.
But not much.
There you go, Will. Attaboy.
Yeah. They got an undersized point guard. They use a bunch of wings. They have a big. They run pick and rolls. And they try to get it, like, driving kick to open shooters. And their point guard just kind of methodically operates within the lane and finds shooters. Isn't really a scoring threat. It's a team that Michigan State should match up well with. It should.
But it also kind of reminds – okay, so where have you heard this before? Okay, like 97 wings on their team. They have one big man that's only 6'9". Matches up okay. It's like, oh boy, we've seen that against Penn State. We've seen it. Well, Maryland's kind of like that, although a different defensive style. And also to a point, maybe Ohio State as well. But I just remember Penn State, John Harar turned into David the Admiral Robinson for the game. And it's like – great, that's awesome. So yeah, like, hey, MSU should match up really well. Like the Aaron Henry versus Johnny Juzang matchup should be one for the ages to kick off this tournament. With that said, I've seen lineups match up this well for Michigan State this season, and it's either been a loss or a very, very, very scary win for your boys. So that's I think I'm psyching myself out of this game here. I'm very nervous. Like, just like you guys said, there's a lot of stats that benefit Michigan State. And that kind of freaks me out a little bit. Like 88% of the betting public is also on Michigan State. Like, why are they just 2-point favorites? It's like, I'm frightened. I'm frightened. I'm scared. I'm scared, guys. I'm horrified.
I'm scared too. It all seems like it sets up too well for Michigan State. Where you would question, why are they only 1.5-point favorite, as according to our friends at betonline.ag, maybe 2 points otherwise. Baby Hunter, do you have a take? Are you feeling confident in the Spartans right now?
No, he says, give me a cracker.
Okay, cool. I mean, crackers work. You got to get your sustenance. Also, may I recommend a Built Bar at some point later in your life?
Look at that company, man. There you go.
Always energy. Rolling. Synergy. Always rolling with it.
The first podcast. Second podcast.
He's ready to go, though. All right, I like it. I'm loving this right now. This is now a 4 for Thursday. Normally, it's 2 for when I bring on 2 guests, but you include myself in this equation and Baby Hunter. We have a 4 for Thursday. Okay, so now I'll ask this first, and then we can maybe look forward. Michigan State, like you mentioned, Matt, 1.5-point favorite, the over-under total, according to our friends at betonline.ag, 135.5. You guys have a solid feel or prediction for this game against UCLA tonight.
The 135 is such a bang-on number because Michigan State, like, you never know if they're going to be able to crack 65 any given night. So that's a scary game. If I had to guess, my guess would just – ekes over 135.5. I don't want to touch the spread. Like, MSU's too inconsistent of a team when it comes in the win-loss category for me to guess what's going to happen. So just give me the over. What point 0.3 units on it. Just like 75 cents. Just to sprinkle it on there for keep the blood pumping tonight.
What do you think the most likely prediction is for Michigan State to win by? If they win, is it close? If they win, is it by 8, 40. 9, 10 points?
I'm with Will here. I think they just house them. Like a 96-58 victory. Like if they win here, it's either they're losing by a lot or they're going to win by a lot here. So take that for what you will, I think.
So the lines we referenced right there with both Matt Sheehan and Will Hunter for tonight's first four matchup between Michigan State and UCLA to determine who will be the 11th seed in the East region, all coming from our good friends at betonline.ag. During this month of March, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. They have everything you need when it comes to the NCAA tournament. Future odds for who will win the national championship. Future market odds for who might make the Final Four. Game by game, spreads, totals, lines, everything you need for the opening round of 64, the round of 32. It's going to take you all the way to the national championship game come early April. Real-time, updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. The best way to place your bet, and it's free to sign up. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you put in the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, to receive your 50% 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. As Matt was mentioning, because of some of the line movement, a lot of the handle coming in on the Michigan State Spartans, it has dropped a little bit. Now Michigan State favored by just 1.5, the over-under total 135.5. BetOnline already has the early odds open for the round of 64, which comes tomorrow. And of course, tomorrow we have our full weekend preview with picks and predictions for everything you need with the Big Ten teams in the Big Dance. BetOnline has you covered for everything tonight and the rest of the NCAA tournament. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit with the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So tonight, the Big Dance officially begins with the first four playing games. That means we have a stretch run of about 2.5 weeks from this night, Thursday, March 18th, 2021, until Monday night, the night of the national championship game, April 5th, 2021. How will we keep the energy high for all of it? We, of course, turn to Built Bar. And we've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on each and every one of their flavors. Now is the time to find out which Built Bar is the best. It is Built Bar Madness. Today's matchup is as such. In the round of the sweetest 16, it is salted caramel and cookie dough crunch. Salted caramel getting past German chocolate in a very tough opening round game. And now you draw cookie dough chunk in this sweetest 16 matchup. Ooh. That's a tough draw. That's a very tough draw for salted caramel, one of my original favorite flavors coming out of Built Bar. But cookie dough chunk, that's a really good one as well. If you want to vote, if you want to get in on the Built Bar Madness, make sure to head to BuiltBar.com or at @bar_built on Twitter, and you can place your vote. You can see who moves on to the enticing eight or the flavorful four or the championship matchup. Yes, it is all that good at BuiltBar.com. So once again, you can vote, and when you go to BuiltBar.com, make sure to use the promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That is LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com, and check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. The madness officially begins tonight. Yes, for the next 2.5 weeks, madness will overtake our lives. The NCAA tournament is at the forefront. And if you want to stay in the know with everything you will need across the bracket in the Big Dance, it can't just be from Locked On Big Ten. It's got to be from Locked On Big 12 and Locked On SEC as well. Locked On Big 12, hosted by our guy Josh Neighbors. Locked On SEC, hosted by our good friend Chris Gordy. Each of those guys keeping you in the know about what you would need based on their respective conferences for this NCAA tournament. The Locked On Podcast Network's college channel is expansive. Local hosts delved into each and every one of their programs, and conference shows abound. Locked On Big 12, Locked On SEC, and back here on Locked On Big 10, almost a crossover episode with Locked On Spartans to get you ready for tonight's opening first four game against UCLA. Michigan State, UCLA, and what might happen afterward if the Spartans are victorious over the Bruins tonight. Matt Sheehan, Will Hunter, Baby Hunter, one more time to get you set for tonight's opening action in the NCAA tournament. Here we are on a 4 for Thursday, on the opening day of the NCAA tournament. Myself, Big Ten Ben Stevens, Matt Sheehan, one of the co-hosts of Locked On Spartans, joined by his other co-host, Will Hunter of Locked On Spartans, and also Baby Hunter, the biggest hot take artist in the history of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. Will Hunter, do you have any other prediction that would go against what your co-host Matt Sheehan said for Michigan State versus UCLA tonight?
No, I'm uncomfortable anytime I'm asked to like bet on Michigan State or anything like right. that.
That's very fair.
If I'm going to like put my trust in something, I'm just going to reference the stat I gave earlier where Tom Izzo this time of the year is one of the very best at overperforming expectations. And March and Mick Cronin teams just haven't at Cincinnati and UCLA for whatever reason gotten it done in the NCAA tournament. So I'd be inclined to go Michigan State. I'm nervous that the betting public seems to really like Michigan State because they don't build skyscrapers in the desert on accident. So, you know, I would lean Michigan State, but this is something that personally I'm just staying away. I know too much about this team to like bet on them, if that makes sense.
It does. God,
that's a great point. I almost wish I was more ignorant and more of like a bystander that like just didn't watch Michigan State all season. Cause like, oh, MSU in March. Yeah. Easy money. Like I wish I could do that, but man, they're all over the place.
I feel good about it. I feel very good about where the line is. There even is some reverse line movement now because of the fact that most of the handle is coming in on Michigan State. I think that's why it moved from 2 where it opened now down to -1.5 as I see it, according to our friends at betonline.ag. So that's why I believe It's very dicey, though. I think it's almost like too good, and we could talk about some of the voodoo we have, but I think Michigan State performs well tonight. I expect Aaron Henry to have a big game. I don't know if you guys saw this from a college basketball insider. You would rather not probably hear his name, but when Rocket Watts scores 15 or 20 plus this year, Michigan State is 8-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So if Rocket Watts can perform like he did in that regular season finale against Michigan, good things tonight.
You talk about the world's biggest if, though. That's an I the size of a skyscraper and an F the size of an even bigger skyscraper. So that's a big if.
What is the biggest matchup in your opinion tonight?
Probably can Rocket I just be more? I'm sorry, Bill. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, probably Rocket Watts and Tiger Campbell. Yeah. Honestly, like, and not just because that stat that Rothstein mentioned, but like another one is Michigan State's 8-2 and Rocket Watts shoots 2 free throws. Like, it's just like, if he's just a little aggressive getting into the lane, it drives so many things because it's such a point guard dependent offense that's playing without a point guard, essentially. So, yeah, if Rocket Watts can get the best of Tiger Campbell, who's not a great athlete at point guard, who's undersized, you know, there should be some athletic physical advantages for Watts. And if he can get into the lane, maybe get fouled, create for his teammates. Like, Michigan State is a completely different team. As we've seen, they can play with almost anybody when he's playing well. But when he's not playing well, the floor just falls completely out of the team. There's no, like, the offensive engine or the offense kind of loses its rudder if he's just, like, out there kind of coasting around and not trying to get penetration and just taking step back threes. So I would say that one. I mean, a lot of people are going to look at Juzang or whichever wing Aaron Henry matches up with, and that's fair. You know, top players on each team. But I think Watts and Campbell are really going to dictate a lot what happens in this game.
And Matthew, I know we have to get you out of here pretty soon. Oh, so sorry, I wanted to ask if you expect Michigan State to win tonight, they would then be in the round of 64 against the sixth seed in the East region, the BYU Cougars. Does that matchup entice you at all? Do you like how that might potentially play out against BYU?
See, here's the bad thing is that I watched BYU against Gonzaga and I saw them shoot like 120% in the first half to kick the game off. So not necessarily jazzed by it, but you know what? I also watched their second half against Gonzaga. And while they look good at times, they also look pretty bad at times. One thing I don't like, too, is to go back to Purdue big men is Matt Harms is on that team. And I've seen him flip and fix his hair in great performances by him too many times, just write that off as an automatic win. So, hey, but you know what? I would love to see MSU BYU because that means we survive the first four. So that is what March Madness is all about. Have you guys ever heard the term survive in advance, guys? Because that's what March is all about, baby. Let's go.
I've never heard that.
Underrated storyline, that BYU game, whoever they play, is going to be late Saturday night. If it turns to midnight and it's Sunday.
Got it. We're walking off the floor.
What do you
got? It's tied at 68 with a minute left, but we've pushed it back. And maybe also based on tip times in Hinkle Fieldhouse, if that first game runs late, wow. Now this is something. That is something
about
right
this.
There.
Oh, man.
Now we're rooting for Bo Borowski to ref a Michigan State game.
Too bad we don't have TV Teddy anymore.
Oh, shame. Yeah, really bummed about that.
Is something
should we just
about.
Break down what? MSU Texas right now? Or I never thought about that midnight proposition, man. That is interesting.
Something to watch.
Also a favorable matchup, I think, MSU Texas. Interesting. That's something we have to monitor.
Stop saying this, Ben. Stop it.
What?
Jay Billis saying Michigan State's going to beat UCLA and BYU. Stop it, guys. This team is – stop. Stop talking about it.
I'm not saying it. I'm saying based on the formality – of BYU and based on their Mormon religion, they might not be able to play if the clock strikes midnight on Sunday evening or Sunday morning. It's like Cinderella, but reverse.
Do you know what lie I've been telling myself the whole week that I know it will not, you know, hold true? Is I'm just going to enjoy it. I'm just going to, whatever happens. I'll be a cool customer. I'm happy to be
here. You're not. Don't even start with that.
Of course I'm not.
He's
going to
lose his mind.
Yeah, once the clock rolls around, like, I don't know, like 6:37 p.m. tonight, I'm going to be like – It's here. Oh, God, it's going to happen.
Here's what's going to happen. Michigan State's going to open the game on an 11-2 run and be up looking great at the under 16. Everyone's going to be going, Sweet 16, here we come. Let's go. Final four run. They're going to be down 4 at halftime, and they're going to lose the game by 14.
So the Maryland game. Run back the Maryland game, baby.
Baby Hunter's disagreeing. That hemming and hawing was disagreeing. Matt Sheehan, I know you need to go. This has been a great Four for Thursday. We will end on this one with Baby Hunter right there, feeling good in his green, by the way.
Yeah.
Four for Thursday. Ahead of the opening games in the NCAA tournament, Michigan State, UCLA, in the first four playing game inside Mackey Arena. Tips tonight, scheduled for 9:57 p.m. Eastern on TBS. End it with that, Baby Hunter. We're out. Many thanks again to all three of my guests on this now Four for Thursday of the Locked On Big Ten podcast, getting you set for everything you need to know diving into the matchup between Michigan State and UCLA tonight. Matt Sheehan and Will Hunter of the Locked On Spartans podcast, and an additional guest, Baby Hunter, giving you the hottest takes in the history of the Locked On Big Ten podcast. I don't think he agrees with either his father or his father's co-host. I think he thinks Michigan State wins big tonight. And Baby Hunter, I'm with you. Again, Michigan State favored by 1.5 points as it stands at the moment, over under 135.5. Speaking of spreads, speaking of totals, speaking of predictions, for our weekend preview coming up tomorrow, we have a very familiar face back on the podcast to give you only the best knowledge for the opening round of 64 for every team involved in the Big Ten Conference. Our man, Michael Sevier, my dearest acquaintance in the entire world, is back on tomorrow's full weekend preview of everything you need to know for the round of 64 as it pertains to the Big Ten Conference in the Big Dance. So that comes tomorrow. But before we get to tomorrow, enjoy the first four play-in games tonight. The NCAA tournament has begun. So until we speak tomorrow, have a splendid Thursday.